This morning in our CEO Spotlight, sponsored by Allstate, it's the CEO of a company called Earshot Inc. They're gathering information on you, but not in a creepy way. Is the best way to describe this. What they do is they gather data about your social media use and then sell it to advertisers who pay a pretty penny for that information so that they can find where you are and find the businesses also that you are taking your money to. The CEO is David Rush, and he is with us in our Allstate Spotlight this morning, Earshot Inc. David, I suppose one of the things that I like to start off with these segments is sort of just a standard. What makes you tick as a CEO?
Well, I'd say my family, first and foremost. My kids and my wife are the most important thing to me, so that's the biggest motivation. But I really am competitive and love, from a business perspective, having the opportunity to try to win. And so, you know, surrounding yourself with great people, and trying to, you know, win whatever competition you're in is really what drives me.
People say that a good CEO has passion and drive and energy. Do you have all of those?
I think so. Yeah, I think those that are close to me would say that. I grew up playing sports, and so it naturally made me very competitive. And I think if you're driven, you know, it comes through in kind of everything you do. So I think that those that know me well would say that I am, yeah.
How does it filter down to your employees and the people that work with you?
Yeah, you know, you try to set an example, first in, last out, you know, be passionate about what you're doing, but be authentic too. I think that's the most important thing. You can't fake drive and passion. And so you're really looking for, you know, genuine reasons why you are excited about what you're doing or find something else. And I have yet to not, you know, be passionate about what we're doing. So that hopefully bleeds, you know, to the employees that you work with.
Let's talk more about what it is you're doing. Let's talk about Earshot. What is it and how has it evolved over the years?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, it has evolved. We, you know, originally launched a business which was a consumer app, which had the idea of using location as a way to connect people who didn't know each other, essentially being able to listen in on places through people who would anonymously post content. Since then, we've evolved. We're a software platform now, and we essentially are looking for moments of relevance through social media that can then trigger real-time opportunities for brands to win new customers, to identify influencers, and to really optimize their social media dollars. So whether this intelligence is triggering real-time emails, helping inform more effective paid social campaigns, or enabling really true one-to-one conversations on social media, we've created a dynamic algorithm that computes a relevancy score that's unique to every brand or campaign. And so it's really unique because it changes in real time, whether it's location, weather, you know, identifying logos and photos. We're keeping a pulse on what's relevant to every customer that we work with.
And so let's say I'm your customer, your target, and I'm walking around with my mobile phone, my smartphone. What is it that you're gathering from this or sending to this?
Yeah, so as a consumer, you know, you're sharing content on social media every day, and there are certain networks where information is shared publicly. And so, you know, more and more photos are becoming a big part of what's being shared. But, you know, at any given moment, you're sharing needs, interests, wants, desires. We find that there's thousands of people, for example, every day talking about looking for a new car. And they do this in a myriad of different ways. So there's some explicit signals like looking for a new car, what a tough process. And then there's some implicit signals like somebody following, you know, a certain brand's handle at that moment would indicate that they're maybe in the car buying process. So that now empowers brands to be more relevant with their communications to somebody that might find it really valuable to know about deals that are going on at a local car dealership. So so from there, we become kind of that middleman brokering what consumers are sharing and how brands then can use that to their benefit.
And so then would I ultimately get an email or would I get something in the snail mail or how would that work on my end?
You're going to just, you know, find that you'll be targeted in a more relevant way through traditional marketing. And as a consumer, you know, what we're finding, especially with millennials, they want brands to be authentic. They actually want brands to communicate with them. So these conversations that we enable actually yield much higher engagement rates and are more successful. So as a consumer, the goal for us is to be an enabler to make marketing more relevant based on what matters to you at that moment from the brands that you want to hear from.
We're talking with David Rush, who's the CEO of Earshot, in our Allstate CEO Spotlight this morning.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, investors return to work with a generally positive outlook. Economists expect the Conference Board to report a rise in consumer confidence and a survey of manufacturing activity to reflect continued expansion. Most Asian stocks were up overnight. Verizon workers are set to return to work tomorrow after reaching an agreement overnight on a new contract. The terms include 1,300 new East Coast call center jobs and an 11% pay hike over 4 years. Verizon says it will achieve cost savings in other areas. New Zealand is moving ahead with plans to make tobacco companies remove their logos from cigarette packs and to enhance graphic health warnings. Cigarettes may soon be required to be sold in packs with plain background colors with gruesome-looking images depicting smoking-related health problems covering at least 75% of the front of each cigarette pack in New Zealand. And the co-founder of the Food Lion grocery store chain has died. Ralph Kettner was 95. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
It's 519. Welcome back to The Opening Bell. Our CEO spotlight this morning shining on Allstate, or rather the CEO of Earshot Inc. His name is David Rush. We're talking to him about his company and what makes him tick as a CEO. And David, before we went away to break, we were getting ready to talk about Earshot a little bit. Tell us how this works. Do you go out and find advertising, or do you go out and find the people that you then sell to a larger company like Budweiser or a clothing company? How exactly does this work?
Yeah, so we license a platform to them. And so we're licensing software like a Salesforce.com or, you know, some other software application where they have people within their company that manage specific applications with regard to our platform. And again, that could be true community management from a social team. It could be configuring our scoring so that it triggers an advertising campaign that they have set up, or it could be the intelligence that we're capturing that they're going to use for, you know, research and insights. But we're basically licensing them access to a platform on a continuous basis so they can set up campaigns for each and every brand or, you know, whichever business objective that they've got.
There is obviously a big price for privacy in this country.
Yep.
Lots of us relish it. It seems like it's going away more and more every day. How do you deal with privacy at your company with this software, this idea?
Yeah, it's a great question, and you know, we're adhering to, you know, all of the, you know, privacy considerations that the social networks, you know, explicitly share when you sign up to be a part of their social network. So we're not, we don't want to infringe on that in any way. We want to adhere to that. Our mission is to, you know, be the last thing in the world that would be perceived as creepy, at least from a consumer perspective. And our feeling is that brands need to be the ones that are proactive in giving consumers choices. And that might mean that the unsubscribe, you know, button isn't buried at the bottom of an email. It actually could be more explicit if that person feels like in some way that communication was not appropriate.
What sort of recipe does it take to make a CEO that's fit for one of the startups, fit for the startup world? Is it a different DNA than a CEO, let's say, of a radio station or a media company?
You know, I think you do have to have a passion for what you're doing. You've got to be in it for the right reasons. Startups aren't glamorous at all. It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of risk, you know, financially and personally, and it certainly, you know, isn't, I don't think, what many imagine it to be. And so there's a tremendous amount of risk that comes with it. You just have to know that that's, you know, what makes you tick, you know, and what makes you passionate. If so, and you believe in an idea and you have a vision for it, then that's the recipe. And, you know, I've seen people try this and for some it just doesn't work, and that's great too. Everybody's different. But if you do have it, then you will know pretty quickly.
People who are listening who want to get up and do this are listening to every word you say very carefully. And, you know, one of the questions they will ask me to ask you would be, how do you deal with setbacks? How do you deal with when it doesn't go well? Do you have bad days? Do you have good days? How do you deal with the bad days better than the good days?
Yeah.
You know, what goes into all of that?
Yeah. You know, I think it gets back to that competitiveness where you try to use that as fuel for making you stronger. You know, you've got to have thick skin to begin with, you know, to be an entrepreneur. And then and then every one of those setbacks makes you, you know, more mentally tough, I think is what it comes down to. So if you look at it in an optimistic way and say, you know, look at each of those as a learning experience, but also know that resilience, as long as it's resilience for the right reasons, can often get you through, you know, other hard times, then it can be, in a weird way, sort of a benefit to have those setbacks.
To get where you are at now, have you had a mentor or somebody who you've looked up to or who has guided you through the process and helped you along the way?
You know, I look up to, you know, true innovators. I mean, I you know, even though we've got an idea, you know, at Earshot that's you know, getting steam, I look at, you know, the real creators, the real inventors, whether it's an Elon Musk or, you know, a guy like Kevin Plank, is people that are just so incredible that have started something literally from scratch and have, you know, created a lot of thousands of jobs and lots of wealth, but also just, you know, have taken an idea and a passion that they had and turned it into something real. You know, have some professional, you know, mentors, some people that I've worked for that have provided some, you know, guidance for me. And, you know, I kind of look at it as I've got a group of people that all bring something, you know, different to, you know, my mentorship, some which are really good, you know, on the, you know, financial side, fundraising side, some which are great on the product side, and some, you know, which are fantastic in networking. So a mix of people who have really kind of, you know, helped out along the way.
What would your interests outside of work be that most influence how you do your job every day? So whether it be a hobby, a sport, some kind of game, something.
Yeah, I've got some imbalance in my life right now, other than really trying to spend as much time as I can with my children and my wife outside of work, because they're at those key years. They're 11, 9, and 7. But if I do have any extra time, golf is my passion. So having, you know, played in college and you know, as much as I could have competitively out of college, I miss it dearly and hope to get out there a little bit more often if time permits.
You mentioned something that I hear a lot from CEOs, and that is having that balance. And when you start getting out of balance is when you start making mistakes and start, you know, losing your passion. How do you regain that?
Yeah. You know, it is a balance. You know, I think every person has their own stamina level with that balance. So I think it does require enough sleep, enough exercise, and the right diet to do those things. And then you have to just, you know, if you have a family, you know, they do need to come first in many cases. And I think if you do those things, it actually ends up making you more productive at the end of the day. And I have a pretty good gauge on when I start becoming unproductive. There's nothing heroic about getting 4 hours of sleep if your mind's not sharp. And in some cases, your most productive days can be 7-hour days. They don't need to be 14-hour days.
Sometimes I talk to CEOs and ask them, how did you come up with the name for your company? Where did the name come from? They often tell me it's the hardest part of a startup.
Yeah.
Is finding that name. Was it for Earshot?
We were very lucky. So that original business was actually called Eavesdrop, and it was an interesting name and actually worked fairly well from a consumer perspective. It sort of had that mystery to it about you could eavesdrop on places through people. We knew that would absolutely not work as an enterprise software company. It would backfire. So started that brainstorming process of trying to come up with something that was connected to location, because at that point in time, we were focused just on location-based engagement and intelligence. And so it was just a brainstorming process. I came up with the name, and I don't know how I came up with it, but it just kind of came to mind. And so, you know, it emerged after running it by several people who gave us feedback and thought that Earshot seemed to be the one that had the best ring to it. And then it was a matter of getting, you know, the trademark and being able to, you know, secure the legal rights to it. So it's worked out great, and we feel lucky. But it was honestly just something that came to me spontaneously as I was brainstorming.
David Rush is the CEO and co-founder of Earshot, Inc. You can find them on Twitter at Earshot, Inc. and online at earshotinc.com. The CEO Spotlight is sponsored by Allstate.